This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It is time for I Recommend, and this week I'm joined by Jenny Claffey, who is a podcast host and the creator of Red Room. The show is known for going down rabbit holes of true crime, conspiracy and unsolved mysteries. Alongside the podcast, she also runs book and film clubs in her spare time, and in a world where there is so much going on and some people say organic content is dying, Jenny is keeping it well and truly alive with all of her creative outlets, and I'm delighted that she's joining me today. Jenny, where will we start? I suppose, well, you know, we'll start with the podcast, I think, first off, because I know the Red Room is very, very popular with people. Tell me a little bit about how you started it, what it is about as well.
So I host a podcast called Red Room, and I like to describe it as a weekly rabbit hole, because that's what I love to do. I love to go down little rabbit holes online. It mostly focuses on things like unsolved mysteries, a bit of true crime, stuff like that. At the moment, we're doing a season on dark Irish history. So it's kind of like how to explore Irish history through various parts of true crime throughout history, which is really interesting. So we've covered stuff like Irish emigration over to Scotland and murder in the Free State. And it's really interesting kind of seeing how the state of the state has impacted some of the people, and when new laws are coming in, or for example, when the Gardaí were just founded and they were relatively inexperienced, not as much as they would have been, but they were very eager to prove that they didn't need any British backing. So it all had a trickle down effect. And it's really interesting. So amazing. If anyone's into true crime, dark history, that kind of stuff, I would listen to it if you would like.
It's fascinating when you hear about your own country, I think, because you hear these things about, on the Discovery channels and whatever about other countries. Amazing to see it about our own. So fair play. What made you pick true crime as a genre? What, like, was there a particular, did you have a particular passion for that area of media and in journalism?
Yeah, I think I've just always been interested in it myself. I was always a consumer of true crime, and I kind of wanted to do it more from the Irish perspective, because obviously there's some amazing journalists doing some true crime journalism in Ireland. You know, obviously we have Nicola Tallant, who is, amazing at what she does, more so focuses on gangland crime. So I just thought, this kind of a space for someone who isn't working in traditional journalism, but who still really enjoys the psychological aspect of things, I would say I'm interested in. I'm also very much interested into looking at where, victims were failed. For example, in cases of domestic violence, where it was possibly, known in the family, known in the community, but then still these things happen. So I'm kind of very much interested in seeing that, where Gardaí have messed up, where, even with missing persons cases, it's really interesting looking at some of the older ones as well, as I said, where there might be some shortcomings. So it's come from a bit of a, I always say that, don't they always say, make what you like, it's if you enjoy it and if you like listening to it, you kind of know what at least you would look for in a podcast. So that's kind of how I guide myself in it. Yeah.
And a podcast as a medium, what do you think makes people resonate so strongly with it being particularly as a podcast over anything else?
I think, so I've been podcasting for 9 years now. And for me, what I loved about podcasting as I started listening to podcasting when I worked in a 9-to-5 job, and, it's a lot of desk time, a lot of computer time, and then there's a lot of commuting as well. And at that time, 9 years ago, social media was really becoming more so of an ever-present kind of thing in our lives. You're glued to your phone. So I've always found podcasting to be a really nice way of not looking at a screen so much. And I know a lot of podcasts now have become video, but I still do mine exclusively as audio, because I find a real comfort in that. Having that kind of not background noise where you're not paying attention, but having something that's entertaining can be there, keeping you kind of focused or whatever, but you're not feeling like you have to have your attention completely on the screen. So that's what I love about podcasting. I get a lot of people, which is such a funny, you can never choose what you're going to become known for, but I've had so many people write to me being like, I listen to your podcast falling asleep. Would you ever do ASMR?
That's a high compliment. I think. But isn't it a high compliment? I think so.
I totally take it as a compliment, because I also am someone who listens to like ASMR kind of stuff when I fall asleep sometimes. So I get it. And I think there is that nice quality of things, and every podcast fills a different niche, you know. Some people love to just be like completely entertained. Some people love escapism. Other people like what I tend to think I bring to the party, the podcast party, which is a little bit more storytelling, bit of interest, but nothing too academic or bogged down, you know, but still like heavily researched. So that's my little area that I think I've carved out for myself anyway.
You've also got an area in the book club world, because you've got one of those as well, which I don't know how you manage all of your time and do these things. I'm very impressed. When did the book club start, and what was the inspiration behind it?
So yeah, I've been making book content for about 3 or 4 years now, I think, online, really more so seriously in the past 2 years, I'd say, where it's been kind of my main shtick along with the podcast. So I started a book club mostly because, you know, it's an online book club, because there are a lot of like, obviously, in real life book clubs where there's also a high level, I find, of like commitment, you know, like even some of the online ones, it's like we have to have a Zoom, and some people just don't want that. I don't really want that, if I'm honest. Like, if I'm going to do a book club like that, it's going to be with 4 of my girlfriends, you know.
And the flexibility to be like, no, girl, I'm sorry, I didn't read the book.
Exactly.
I didn't get to it. Will I read it all in one session now? Probably, but I just didn't get to it this week.
Exactly. So there's an app called Fable that I use, and it's brilliant. So you basically get like on your phone, whenever I choose the book for the month, there's a chapter by chapter little chat room. So there's no spoilers. When you finish a chapter, say if you finish like chapter 3 and something crazy happens, you can go into that chapter's chat room and be like, what the hell? And see everyone else's responses. And do you know what? It really is just a hobby, the kind of book club element. Like I don't really have too much of a link with it with my work, other than just in general making kind of book content. But I just wanted to be somewhere that I can chat to people, because I'm doing a lot of recommending of books online. I always got people writing to me. So I was like, do you know what? At least this is a way where we can all be in the one space. Anyone who wants to talk about the books can talk about the books here. And yeah, I think there's like 2,000 people in the group now, which is a lot of fun. And as I said, it's no pressure. It's like, I choose the book. If you don't want to read it, don't read it.
You're good. Yeah. I know you've got the film club as well, which is amazing.
Yes.
But I'm conscious of time here. How do you decide what book or film you're going to pick? Like, as in, what research goes into that? Because that's something that always blows my mind about people that run these type of things. I'm a big consumer of them, but I don't know how you'd possibly pick a book. I mean, like, as in, if it was me, I'd be like Sarah J. Maas all day, every day. But I realise that that's not going to suit everyone either.
But it could. Some people want just, you know, people want to read with other people who love it. But so for me, I chose like a theme for my book club. So it's having an unreliable narrator, because that's a type of book that I love, where you're second guessing your narrator. So that makes it kind of easy, because sometimes I'll read a book and I'll go, that'd be so good for the book club. Sometimes a book is coming out that I heard about and I'm like, oh, okay. And then also people recommend it for me. People tell me like, this would be great for the book club, or they ask. So sometimes I put a poll up. It's very democratic in a way. Sometimes I am a bit of a dictator, though. Sometimes I am like, we're reading this one, guys. But yeah, it's just kind of month by month, kind of take what I, if I want to read it too, and I think it'll have some good conversation.
Yeah, and it's amazing to promote books that are coming out, like as in that everyone's kind of on a fresh start with it. Like nobody's ready to see what will happen. Clubs like this have become very common as of late. I even went to my own first social reading club recently. Why do you think that is in society? Because people seem to be just looking for different social outlets all the time now. These are becoming more and more popular.
Definitely. Like, I think it's going back to that kind of, didn't they say like 2026 is like the year of the analog, like hobby enjoyer. Like people are looking for connection that maybe doesn't solely rely on the internet. Obviously, ironically, my book club is online, but my movie club is purely in person, you know? And I think, especially as you get into your 30s, it can be quite hard to like make new friends, especially in your 20s. People have emigrated, or maybe you've just moved back to Dublin or Ireland or wherever you're from, and you're trying to kind of start fresh in a way. So it's a really great way, I think, of meeting people with, because you're going to have the common interest. You either both like movies, or you both just watch the same movies. Like it's an easy icebreaker. That's how I like to think of it. But I think, yeah, people are looking to, you know, whether it's a run club, movie club, book club, it's great that you can, knitting clubs, I've seen, you know, you can find your own little niche and probably the hobbies that we all thought made us weird. Now we're like, oh, loads of people like this. It's great.
I remember being a child and getting a set of knitting needles and thinking it was the best thing in the whole world, but it also being very, very uncool. And now it's very ironic because I feel like every single second post I see is about some type of crocheting or knitting. It's like,
100.
God, are we cool? Are we society's definition of cool? It's amazing. Before I let you go, Jenny, if you were to recommend to everyone else like one podcast, book, movie, anything that you are enjoying right now that they should get into, what should it be?
So at the moment, a podcast, funnily enough, I don't listen to barely any podcasts. I just don't have the time because I'm doing so much editing of my own. It's the worst thing about podcasting. You can't listen to one while you edit your own. But one that I've been loving is The Rest is History. It's a pretty big podcast, but they did a 7-part series all on how Ireland got its independence. So that is phenomenal. If anyone is interested in Irish history or has no idea, it's incredible. Whilst am I watching? I'm loving watching Industry at the moment. I don't know if you've watched that, the TV show.
No, not myself.
Oh, it's kind of like Skins meets Succession. Oh, like, wow. That's the best way I can make to describe it. It's about these like group of young graduates who are entering into the finance industry. It's very, very sexy, they're very bold, but it's like kind of high stakes. It's really, really great. And then a book. Well, what I'm reading for my book club at the moment, which isn't a plug, it's a pretty big book at the moment, but a lot of people are loving it, which is Yesteryear by Caro Claire Burke. It's one of those books that has a lot of hype. I can say that it's worth the hype. Okay. And I've met a lot of friends of mine who are haters. They're like, I don't know, everyone's reading that. And then they've read it and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's actually really good.
Okay,
so,
amazing. Things to add to the list every week. I love having this segment because I feel like I just add things to my list. Yeah. But that sounds amazing. Where can we find you online if we want to join the book club, join the movie club, follow along with the podcast, all that good stuff?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, jenny.claffey, C-L-A-F-F-E-Y, and just search my name on TikTok. I'm there, you'll find me. And I'm talking about books, movies, and podcasting all day long. So
the type of content I enjoy. Jenny, thank you for joining me on the show sincerely. And I'm sure we will chat to you again in iRadio's group chat.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.